Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1346, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's peach of a show, things will get a little fuzzy. We've got an employment segment, we'll spread some joy, and hear about some mammies. Last week, outlaw country music star David Allan Coe passed away. He's perhaps best known for writing the 1977 hit, Take This Job and Shove It. So here are a couple of rapidly rotating records about employment.
Yonder goes Brady on an electric car, making his way to the freedom line. He's gonna kill him a sucker like a bulldog man. Been on the job too long. Brady was a whacker on the telephone wire. Long come Duncan with a shining star. Looked old Brady right through the specs. He says, there's no use in talking, Brady, get your check. Been on the job too long. Brady replied, and he answered no. Duncan showed him a sight that was never before. Says, now Brady, you're running your risk. Duncan shot a hole through Brady's chest. Been on the job too long. Brady had a little 25. Kill a man about a half a mile. Duncan had a big 44. When he laid old Brady in the barroom door, thought he'd been on the job too long.
Midnight to a graveyard we would go, get started digging butters, don't you know?
But
I don't think I need a job that fast. You know, I'm quite positive that there's more mild position to be had. Well, the folks around here, they think I'm a great ground mole. They have me digging around in a 6-foot hole. And if I hang around here much longer, well, I'd just naturally go mad. That's all they'll do. The people, they say there's nothing new beneath the sun. They're wrong, all wrong. Yes, they changed their mind right quick if they saw what I had done. Well, I saw the times are getting better, but I see they're getting worse. If I hang around here much longer, they have me driving a hearse, and really, I don't think I need a job that bad. The war catastrophe was on my mind when I thought I'd try my luck again. There I was, I just kept on mooching up and down all day, but my hopes, they were in vain. But I passed a place where a sign had read, men wanted right inside. Said good food, good clothes, and a good salary besides. And what is more, a chance for me to distinguish myself and be a hero in the war. But I don't think I need a job that fast. I'm quite positive there's more delicate position to be had. In a uniform like that, I know that I'd look well. But if they ain't bulletproof, they don't fit me well. And on a battlefield, I'd just naturally be so sad. You hear that bugle call? That may be music to some fool folk ears. But in this small frame of mind, you'll recognize a certain amount of fear. Well, I guess I better ease back home and stick with the winches. That's better than being found in one of those filthy trenches. And really, I don't think I need a job that bad. Of course I don't.
My gal had a fight. All I was broke one Saturday night. She wouldn't cook. I made up some dough and shoved it in the oven door. Every time I'd shove it in, she'd haul off and shove it out. Every time she'd shove it out, I'd sock her so hard she'd shout. We kept on resting till she got hot. She said, "Your devil, why don't you stop just shoving your bread into this oven door? Won't take it out no more. Won't take it out no more." Another big scrimmage started right then. I'd take it out, she'd put it back in. We'd done it so long until the bread got brown. Then I turned the damper down. Thank you. hearty child. We kept on laughing till she got high. She said, "You old devil, why in the world don't you stop shoving your bread into this oven door? Won't take it out no more.
The Sweet Singers of the South, the Blue Harmony Boys, Rufus Quillian and James McCravey, with Quillian's tune, Shove It Up In There. James McCravey sang it, accompanied on piano by Quillian. Columbia 14641D was recorded in Atlanta on Halloween, 1931. Before that, Gus Van singing his and Joe Skank's tune, I Don't Think I Need a Job That Bad. Rosario Bordon conducted the orchestra on Victor 18363, made March 30th, 1917. We started the set with Wilmer Watts accompanying himself on banjo on Been on the Job Too Long. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I promised the flip side of Boonville Stomp by Red Whitehead and Dutch Coleman. And here it is to start off a fuzzy set. Yes, fuzzy. Thank you. We started this fuzzy set with Red Whitehead and Dutch Campbell with their tune, Dad's Getting Fuzzy. That's from Vocalion 5414, made in Chicago on December 12, 1929. And you'll remember from last week that Red Whitehead played harmonica and Dutch Coleman guitar. The Fuzzy Wuzzy Bird was written by Harold Weeks, and you've heard it a couple of times on the show, but Dad's Getting Fuzzy was followed by Isham Jones and his orchestra with their rendition on Brunswick 2343, made around November of 1922. In 1927, Martin Ringelberg, assistant manager of the Star Piano Showroom in Birmingham, Alabama, convinced the bigwigs at Jeanette Records in Richmond, Indiana, to send a field recording unit to set up on the third floor of his store on 3rd Avenue North to document some of the South's Dixie melodies, jazz orchestras, and hot music. In July and August, the team of recording engineers made nearly 170 sides by a wide range of artists hoping for fame. One of those artists was Birmingham bandleader Frank Bunch, whose ensemble recorded 4th Avenue Stomp, a tribute to Birmingham's entertainment district. And we finished up with that recording, released in December of 1927. What's that? What's that got to do with Fuzzy? Well, the label of Jeanette 6293 credits Frank Bunch and his Fuzzy Wuzzies. Over the years, we've had a number of segments based on Yiddish words or phrases. Oy, or oy vey, is a Yiddish interjection of dismay, frustration, pain, or astonishment, similar to oh no, oh dear, or woe. Given all that the current regime is doing to destroy democracy, it's easy to become despondent, but there's a new mantra going around, and that is, less oi, more joy. It's not about denial, forced cheerfulness, or pretending the threat isn't real, but if you insist on adding joy, you value yourself and your identity, and will be better able to live fully and fight back against the oppressors, and to do so more effectively. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records to help add some joy. Joe Sullivan was a pianist with Jimmy Greer, Georgie Stoll, Victor Young, and Eddie Condon's bands. But there you have him with a piano solo of his tune, My Little Pride and Joy. That's from Brunswick 02136, made in Los Angeles on August 8, 1935. Before that, Benny Kruger's orchestra with I've Got the Joys, written by Harry Axt. Jeanette 4793 was recorded around October 18, 1921. Back in 2016, you heard Oh Joy, written by Bill Schroeder, performed by Joseph Samuels, Music Makers. Victor Arden and Phil Oman were in the Victor Studios on July 19, 1921, and made three takes of Oh Joy with No Joy. They came back on September 9th and got it right on take four of six, issued on Victor 18809. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I was going to play the record which starts off this segment for Lou Gold's birthday on the April 19th show, but there was some confusion over whether it was actually Lou Gold. So here it is to start off this Mammy segment.
Thank you. one can hear me but you. Mammy of mine, in old Helvetic line. Oh, how I'm longing to kiss you. I miss you all of the time. I kiss your picture each night. Every sunset that you rise. For they remind me of days of long ago. Oh, Lordy, I'd like to be with you when I'm old. My thoughts go wandering on. I can fly, and I know why. Daddy used to say the good Lord bless us when he gave us his gold. You are the best, and hey, Daddy, why you wonderful Mammy of mine? When night is falling, Mammy of mine, I hear you calling, Mammy of mine, like I did in childhood days, days I remember always. Mammy of mine, still all that old Dixon line. Oh, how I'm longing to kiss you. I miss you all of the time. I kiss your picture each night. Every the letters you write. For they remind me of days of long ago. Oh, Lordy, how I'd like to be with you when I'm alone. My thoughts go wandering home. Then I start dreaming of you and feeling so blue I could cry. Now I know why. Daddy used to say the good Lord bless us when he gave us his gold. You're the best, and he's dearly mine. You're wonderful, Mammy of mine. Mammy of mine, in all that old life. Oh, how I'm longing to kiss you. I miss you all of the time. I kiss you.
The Versatile Three, a Black American string band active in Europe between 1913 and 1921, with the sentimental Mammy O' Mine, written by Maceo Pinkard and William Tracy. That's on the Winner label, recorded in London around September of 1919. The Versatile Three on this recording were Gus Haston and Tony Tuck on banjo and pianist Charlie Mills, and all three performed vocals. Mammy O' Mine was preceded by the Great White Way Orchestra with Billy James' tune, Carolina Mammy. That's from Victor 19087, waxed May 25th, 1923. We started the set with Japanese Mammy, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. That's from Harmony 725H, made August 31st, 1928. The label credits Chuck Campbell and his orchestra. One source says that's a pseudonym for Lou Gold, but the discography of American Historical Recordings says it's the California Ramblers. There's no doubt, however, that Robert Wood is actually Irving Kaufman. The Hotel Del Monte was opened in Monterey, California in 1880 by railroad tycoon Charles Crocker. At its height, the premier luxury seaside resort covered 20,000 acres and included 8 golf courses, polo grounds, hunting lodges, swimming and sports complexes, and a racetrack. It attracted international high society, Hollywood elite, royalty, celebrities, and politicians. It fell into disrepair during World War II and was sold to the U.S. Navy, with the original building renamed Herman Hall, now serving as the administration building for the Naval Postgraduate School. In 1886, the hotel began serving Del Monte Coffee, a premium coffee specially blended for the hotel's guests. Del Monte Coffee grew into the familiar Del Monte Foods brand you're no doubt familiar with. Last year, Del Monte Foods filed for bankruptcy, leading to the permanent closure of its Modesto and Houston, California, canneries. The closure left farmers with canceled contracts, massive oversupply, and huge revenue losses, so they are now in the process of destroying 420,000 clingstone peach trees. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records about peaches.
Sleeping by myself. I'm gonna build me a castle 15 story high, so I can see my good gal sometime passing by. I'm gonna build me a castle 16 story high, so I can see my good gal sometime passing by.
Thank you.
Vincent Lopez and his orchestra on Little Peach, written by Sigmund Romberg. OK 40355 was recorded April 1st, 1925. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his Swing Wing, who were peeling a peach on September 9th, 1938, on Decca 2073. The vocal was by the Four Modernaires, Spooky Dickinson, Chuck Goldstein, Bill Conway, and Ralph Brewster. Peelin' a Peach was preceded by the Memphis Jug Band with Peaches in the Springtime, written by Will Shade. Will Shade, kazoo player, Ben Ramey, and Will Weldon all contribute to the vocal on that February 13, 1927 recording, made in the Memphis Auditorium, issued on Victor 21657. On Jug, Charlie Polk. We started the set with Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band, with Jay doing double duty as vocalist on Everything's Peaches. Everything's Peaches was written by Harry D. Squires and is not to be confused with Everything is Peaches Down in Georgia by Grant Clark, George W. Meyer, and Milton Ager. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.